And now this is a dictation for Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, Kroll, C-R-O-L-L, November 1249, address as a letter to Betsy, B-E-T-S-Y, Levant, L-E-V as in Victor, A-N-D, 866-419-3504. Dear Mrs. Levant, follow-up for Mr. Kroll, chronic kidney disease, underlying diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, neurogenic bladder. Last visit in February, blood pressure in the low side, minor lightheadedness, morbid obesity, worse, uses a cane, no falls, suprapubic catheter change every 4 weeks, no infection, cloudiness or blood, edema, compressing stockings, low sodium, prior toe amputation, recent antibiotics, Keflex for right foot ulcer, uses CPAP machine at night, no oxygen, stable dyspnea on activity, no gross orthopnea, other review system negative, medication list review. I want to highlight Bumex, Eliquis, a detent of gout, which has not happened in more than a year. He takes prednisone, tramadol, and supplements insulin because of the steroid. Next paragraph, pressing wave 305, blood pressure 109.64 by nurse. Lungs are clear, no consolidation, pleural effusion, has atrial fibrillation, rate less than 90, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, minimal edema, normal speech, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries from June, creatinine 1.95, which is baseline for many years, representing a GFR 35 stage 3B. Anemia 11.8, large red blood cells close to 101, normal white blood cell platelets, normal electrolyte acid base, albumin low norm, low site 3.5, normal calcium phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. Next number, anemia, macrocytosis, no external bleeding, presently no need for EPO treatment. Next number, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and CHF, clinically stable. Next number, neurogenic bladder, suprapubic catheter, follows Dr. Curry, C-U-R-R-Y. Next number, anticoagulation. In relation to AFib, follows cardiology, Dr. Sevensma, S-E-V-E-N-S-M-A. Clinically stable, come back on the next 6 months.